Joining me in studio today is Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Hanson. Good morning, Commissioner Hanson. How are you doing this morning?
Very good, Duke. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Appreciate you stopping by studio this morning. And a monthly update from the commission. Quite a few things going on in Lincoln County right now we want to talk about. First on the list is ExxonMobil making a big announcement last week regarding carbon capture in the barge. And I don't know a lot. I'm not in the midst of carbon capture and coal production, everything like that on a day-to-day basis. But on the surface, this seems like a pretty big deal.
Well, it really is a big deal, and it's great to see ExxonMobil step up and do additional storage of carbon. They already store and capture about 6 to 7 million metric tons per year. This is another million metric tons that would be potentially added as ExxonMobil has made that. They capture and store about 20% of the world's output that's being stored right now. It's pretty substantial.
Yeah, and LaBarge is one of their larger facilities, too, if I read that correctly. So,
well, it is, and I think they're continuing to do research and work towards this in Europe, in Asia, in the United States. As you know, they're a big natural gas producer. Helium, they produce about 20% of the world's helium, one of the top producers in the world. And as you likely know, helium used in science, technology, MRI, magnetic resonance imaging, for instance, is an area that you need helium for, sure, along with several other things.
So, Commissioner, what does, obviously still in the early stages, taking bids and that contractor third-party bids, 2025 is what they said when they hope everything starts rolling out. But what does this mean for LaBarge and Lincoln County? Does this mean just more short-term work for construction, or is this going to have long-term benefits, more employees, that kind of thing?
You know, we'll have to see. That'll be determined for us from Lincoln County's standpoint. I'm sure ExxonMobil will be in touch with us for some permitting and working through that process. But anytime a company looks at investing $400 million in your county, you stand up and take notice, and you work to have it be the best outcome for everybody, have it be a win-win, and that's what we will work towards.
Absolutely. Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Hanson in studio this morning. Along with the carbon capture in the barge, Lincoln County's also been looked at for other energy projects. Tell us what's the latest on Terra Power. Any update there on where things are heading that direction?
We're keeping our fingers crossed. We really hope that by the end of the year that it would be announced where that will be placed. It will be in Wyoming. We don't know which of three places in Wyoming that it would potentially be, or where it will finally be placed or sited. But we expect that Lincoln County is one of those top candidates.
Yeah, many hoping so anyway, right?
Well, that's right. You know, there's, I guess I just touch on briefly the fact that nuclear is different in this century. So we're here in 2021. Some of the things that we look back in my generation is Chernobyl, Three Mile Island, Fukushima, different types of reactors, and these smaller reactors like TerraPower, and there are other ultra-safe nuclear reactors that are available out there that really do a nice job of the things that they are involved with. But electric generation is one that we're working towards as Rocky Mountain Power looks to shift from coal-fired power to nuclear and other types of power.
Well, and I think it's interesting that this ExxonMobil announcement with carbon capture comes now, because one of the conversation pieces with this nuclear power is that this doesn't mean that the investment to carbon capture goes away. And I think we're seeing that with Exxon, and hopefully Rocky Mountain is doing the same.
Right. It's I think it's here to stay, and companies that take an environmentally responsible approach, like ExxonMobil in this instance, are working towards that with carbon capture. Also, other companies working with utilization and sequestration of carbon. More to be seen. ExxonMobil makes a note of cautionary note that says, you know, there's a lot to happen before this is put in place again with another million metric tons capacity. So we keep our fingers crossed there that everything goes well enough and that the market stays where they need to be able to keep doing that. So that on one hand, TerraPower on the other, and we are also right now investigating other potential ultra-safe nuclear reactors there. And you know, there are some things we're working towards that you may not see for 8 or 10 years in Lincoln County. But one of the great things is you can accomplish a lot when you don't worry about who gets the credit. So if it's things that the commissioners are working on now or in the next few years that may pay off down the stretch, terrific. We'll still move forward with some of these things.
Perfect. Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Hansen in studio. Commissioner, any other energy-related topics this morning?
You know, I would just say thank goodness for the minerals and industry in Lincoln County. They really benefit us in a big way, and I don't know that that all of us recognize that that's the case. But when you look at natural gas, you look at Kemmer operations, the coal and the Naughton Power Plant, helium and carbon capture that we've already talked about with ExxonMobil, the list goes on. I'm not a whole lot different than anybody else. I do not like to see my taxes go up. But our taxes would be substantially higher if it wasn't for industry in Lincoln County and what they're putting into having the county have the resources to do what we do. Road and Bridge, Sheriff's Office.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a broad spectrum of things that are done as a result of that tax revenue.
Absolutely.
And we try to be good stewards.
The schools.
Stewards of doing that. Oh, sure. Huge. You know, I think about 73% of the taxes collected in Lincoln County will eventually end up in the school, in education.
Yeah. Well, Commissioner, I just like everybody else, the county's looking for some help, I understand. A couple open positions, is that correct?
Well, one in particular, and I guess I'd maybe preface that a little bit. I want to extend appreciation to the county employees and volunteers. We're going to recognize here when it starts snowing for good or for real, Road and Bridge out there. And there's so many others, the planning office and sheriff's office. We just go down through the clerk's office, treasurer's office, assessors. It's quite a team effort, and I would like to extend appreciation to those good folks. In fact, I would say, too, that Lincoln County is a kind county. And I would just encourage folks, if you run across a county employee or volunteer, give them a pat on the back, kind word. It goes a long ways. You know, the county's we're in declining revenues, I might add. And so it's a bit of a challenge for us to compensate people as well as they deserve and we would like to do.
Sure.
But we just keep working through that. And then this is not a compensation issue, but we look at our volunteer boards, the fair board. You think of our Lincoln County Fair and the tremendous economic impact that has on our county, but also the social impact. And you and your company here,
sure,
has a significant role in that, and people look forward to those types of entertainments that are available at the Lincoln County Fair. But so I appreciate those fair board members, the people that work with the fair, but other volunteer boards with the county. I would say, too, that we've got a secretary that works for the commissioners, Corey Roberts. She's kind of the brain of the operation. She's terrific, and I would extend appreciation to her. She makes me a more effective county commissioner because of the work that she does. And then I'll tell you, it is a pleasure to work with the other two county commissioners. Robert King and Jerry Harmon, intelligent, personable. They're dedicated to what's occurring in Lincoln County and what will occur in Lincoln County. Now, do we have it all solved? No, it's people ask me how it's going with the commission. Sometimes it's one step forward and two steps back. How do you handle, and I'd ask you, how do you handle 61% increase in home prices in the last 21 months in the north end of the county?
Yeah, that's one of the biggest issues, affordable housing right now, right?
It's,
yeah,
it is tough. But we will look to that end to see what could occur. We never know what kind of market correction. I don't know, even if there's a real estate market correction nationwide, how much that market correction is going to happen in Starbelly. But I'm no realtor or analyst, but mm-hmm. I wonder. So in answer to your question, we are seeking to hire a planning director for planning and zoning land use. It's a very important position. The reason I mention it is, you know, there may be families, people in this county that say, oh, I've got a grandson that is a urban planner, a planning director. If that's the case, or if you have somebody that's qualified, and they really do need to be qualified for this position, or it'll be a tough position made even more difficult. But have them get in touch with us at Lincoln County. They can look at lcwy.org. We have locally in Afton, and this would be an Afton-based position likely, or Starbelly-based, because that's where the office is in Afton. It's mm-hmm. at the Veterans Memorial Building on Fifth Avenue.
Okay. So, Commissioner, is this a new position being created to help address the housing, or is this a replacement spot?
It is a replacement. We've had a few years ago, we had John Woodward in that position. You may know John. He retired. Hope he's thoroughly enjoying his retirement. But we're at a point now where we've really got to have that level of quality of work that was available there. Let me shift for just a minute, if I could. You know, we talked about energy, mm-hmm. and I just would go back to that for a minute because I'm very optimistic about the future of Lincoln County. In fact, I would coin it an energy center, and we've talked about those various industries. But one more that's on its way is potentially the fact that, you know, we have high-quality coal in Lincoln County. There's a company that wants to process coal to products such as carbon black, carbon fiber, and much more. So as they work to that end, we're hoping that that can work out nicely for Lincoln County in terms of coal to products. Another item is Broadreach Power that has a solar farm, in essence, proposed for south of Cokeville. And on about 600 acres out there, that an 80 megawatt facility, pretty substantial, and that would they would tie into Rocky Mountain Power and help add power, electric power to the grid through that. It's significant because you're looking at potentially 175 temporary employees when that gets built, and then potentially a 5 to 10 permanent employees that would be working on that as well. They're just going through the process right now of industrial siting.
Okay.
Going through Wyoming DEQ involvement as well, and Wyoming Game and Fish. And we are working to ask them the hard questions. In fact, I spent time with them on the end of last week and others of the county commission. And we ask them the hard questions, and some of those questions are significant. Is there an effect of solar on waterfowl because it looks like a lake? That was the case in Nevada for some time and is still, but new technology makes it so it's substantially different. And we're also not in a desert like you have south of Las Vegas, where right. some of that is as well. Also, critters that, you know, a solar farm gets fenced, And so critters will have to go around there. Game and Fish has looked at that closely, and we feel comfortable with the answers that they're coming up regarding those critters. I think I've taken plenty of your time. I would finish with one thing, though, if I could. And Commissioner Harmon may have spoken about this, or Brian Mew, or someone, Brian with the City of Kemmer. But a couple of months ago, Kemmer had their first annual airport, Kemmer Airport fly-in. And they had a club out of, I think it was Ogden. I should have had the name, but I don't have it right here. They came up, took kids for airplane rides. The weather was kind of sketchy, and so they postponed some of that and came back on another weekend and took kids for airplane rides. Just congratulations to Kemmer and the Kemmer area for that, as in terms of aviation, in terms of interest in aviation for young potential pilots and those who are interested in aviation.
Absolutely. Well, that's Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Hansen in studio this morning. Appreciate your time, Commissioner. Anything else?
I would just say hope you're doing well and your family's doing well.
Oh, thank you. We are.
Great.
Same to you. That's Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Hansen this morning on the SVI Radio Network.